Hello and welcome to another episode of the Side by Side ATC podcast. I'm Tom Haynes, your host, and this week we're taking a break from the success in ATC is a choice series, and the title of this one that you probably saw is just a question mark. And it's kind of an ode to one of my favorite progressive rock bands, an album that they did titled Question Mark. But Question Mark for this episode is basically because I have questions for you. And I can't wait to see what your answers are. So we've done over 30 episodes so far, and I've tried to answer questions that you guys have asked, questions that I have seen on the Discord channels for students at the Academy, questions I've seen on Facebook, and also talked about some books that I've been reading and how we can apply them to air traffic control to be better air traffic controllers, to be better students going through CTI school or the Academy. And today I want to ask you guys questions instead of answering questions. And I really need y'all's help. Because going forward, I need more questions to answer. I need to know. Well, before we get into the specifics of what I want you guys to answer, a little background. Like I said, this episode is more about me just wanting to know what is on y'all's mind. And so I have, it's almost a survey, not necessarily a survey, but almost a survey, because I have some questions, and I want to see if what you guys' answer is. And so let's start off with, do you want to know more about why I believe that anyone can be an air traffic controller? And I do believe that anyone who desires to be an air traffic controller can be an air traffic controller at some level. And you may not be able to work at an ATC 12 level, either in a tower or a TRACON or a center. You may not be able to work at an ATC 9 level, which is going to be a tower and some TRACONs. But I firmly believe that all of you who are at the Academy, all of you who are at CTI school, can become an air traffic controller. Now, I'll put a little caveat in there, and I will say that this job is not for everybody. So, yes, I do believe that anybody can become an air traffic controller, but not everybody is suited for the job and the job is not suited for everybody. I have seen students at the academy who were sweating profusely, and I mean drenched in sweat, and problem two of non-radar. And that's pretty early. And I will say that that particular student came within, I want to say, either 5 or 10 points of passing. They almost passed. And I firmly believe that he could have passed. But is it better for him that he didn't? And I don't know the answer to that question. But this job is not for everybody. Not everybody is suited to be an air traffic controller. Not everybody handles stress the way you're going to have to handle stress as an air traffic controller. Just like not everybody is suited to be a fireman. Not everybody is suited to be a policeman. Not everybody is suited to serve in the military. I'm thankful that there are people who feel led to serve in those areas. And I'm glad and very thankful that there are people who excel in those areas. Just like there are people who are doctors that and nurses who do things that I can't imagine doing. And so those jobs would not suit me. And I have to tell you that when I was 24 and at the academy, I had no idea if I, number one, could be an air traffic controller. And I had no idea if I would be any good at it. And I'm very thankful that at no point were any of my trainers in doubt about whether or not I could do this job. And I would have to say that probably my instructors at the academy were that way as well. But there are still moments when this job very nearly gets the best of me. And it has been that way throughout my career. And so, yes, I do believe that anyone can be a controller who sincerely desires that and is willing to go through whatever they have to go through to become an air traffic controller. But I have known air traffic controllers and worked with air traffic controllers who probably would have been much better off and had a happier life in another field. And it pains me to say that. But do you guys want to know a little bit more about that and my feelings on that? Or do you want more information about towers, about working in towers, about centers, working in centers, TRACONs? I don't have as much experience in TRACONs. Or do you want more information on air traffic control in general? And I will put a little caveat into that. If you answer yes to that question, that yes, you want more information, point me in the direction that you want more information on. Okay? Do you want more details about the academy itself? Do you want details about
the schedule, about practice, about what it takes, in my opinion, to thrive as a student at the academy. Is that what you would like more details on? Or, also, one of the choices, do you want me to continue on the success as an ATC, as an air traffic controller as a choice series? Do you want an abridged or much shorter version of that? I'd be more than happy to continue that. So, those are some of the questions that I have that I really need your answer on. And also, do you want more information on my academy coaching program? Or do you want more information on my mentoring program for those of you who are going through training at a facility? I am more than happy to go over those things on the podcast. But I really do want this podcast to be what you guys need it to be. I've always wanted that. And I've always tried to answer questions that it seemed to me like you guys wanted the answers to. And so, what do you want me to cover going forward? What are some areas that you want me to cover? I'm open to just about anything. Those of you that have listened to this podcast know that I can take 30 minutes plus on just about any subject. I do not mind talking. I do not mind trying to pass along what I have learned over the last 37 years. Wow. It just that sounds amazing. I must say, I never thought I'd live to be 37, let alone spend 37 years doing air traffic control. And another area that we can go into is, where do I think the FAA and air traffic control is headed? You know, what advancements could you guys be looking at over the course of your career? I have some ideas that I think might happen, and some of them are fairly far-fetched. Some of them weren't. But I can tell you, over my 35 years, I have seen technology advance from no internet. Yes, no internet. Very few personal computers. For those of you that don't know, I sold software and computers right out of college. none of the computers we sold had a hard drive, if you can believe it. And the software was very basic compared, especially compared to what we have today. But, of course, this is before cell phones. I do think they may have had some mobile phones and cars, but very few people had them. This is back when you had telephones and you had to pay long distance to call someone that wasn't in your area code. Yes, I was not around when the dinosaurs were around, but I was close. But a lot of what I started with is very last century. And so I have seen a lot of changes in technology in air traffic control. I've seen the FAA change phraseology, change how they do things as they respond to incidents. You know, just like the incidents that have happened over the last month. The crash in D.C., the crash in Pennsylvania, crash in Arizona, crash in Toronto at one of my favorite airports. The identifier of the Toronto airport, YYZ, that's a song from another one of my favorite progressive rock bands who happened to be from Toronto. And so technology going forward is going to change, and it's going to change rapidly. And who knows, this new administration may get the technology upgraded in air traffic much faster than previous administrations have. And they may find that it takes just as long as previous administrations, because there is a safety issue. There is a detail issue. You know, they have to have redundant systems. And it's just the way it is. So, do you want to hear my thoughts more on that? Or do you want to, you know, just learn more about me and just chat? But my main focus has always been on the academy and on those of you who are striving and trying and in the middle of trying to become an air traffic controller for the first time. And I have said it before, and I'll say it again. I think for those of you who are at the academy, especially, you're smack dab right in the middle of one of the hardest things you will ever try to do in your life. And as difficult as the academy is, then you have to go to your first facility and start training, and start training with live traffic. And your life changes again. So, you know, those are all possible subjects going forward. Also, if you want me to go over a previous episode, maybe in more detail, maybe just, you know, what are my thoughts on it now, be more than happy to do that. Here again, just let me know, and I will try to put out podcasts that help you, that can guide you, that can elevate you, that can instill some confidence in you that you can do this. It's like I said, if you truly desire to be an air traffic controller and you are willing to suspend your life for 3 months while you're at the academy, then I firmly believe that the pass rate at the academy can get up into the 80%, 85%, maybe even higher for en route. And I do believe that if you're going through the tower program, that the pass rate can get back above 90% for the tower. And the FAA doesn't have to change anything. Same program, same instructors, same lesson plans, same evaluators,
But I do think that with coaching weekly or semi-weekly, that we can get the pass rate back or up to a point that it's never been before, but where it should be. And then a mentoring program to help get you guys through training, because it, especially in the en route option, the training is not easy, but we can help. And so that's what this podcast is for. That's what my coaching program is for. That's what my mentoring program is for. It's for you. And so help me out with what you want me to cover, and I will cover it to the best of my abilities. And so that is the question mark episode. I do want to thank you guys again. We're well over 1,000 downloads now. Just thank you for continuing to listen, for continuing to follow, continue to hit follow, send the link to people that you think could benefit from the podcast. And again, thank you so much for continuing to listen. And so this will be the last Thursday episode for a while, and we'll go back to weekly on Monday. And I can't wait to see and talk to you guys again on Monday. And until then, you guys have a great week, a great weekend. And for those of you at the Academy, I say this all the time, just hang in there and keep getting better one day at a time. And you can make it. So until next week, y'all have a great weekend. Goodbye.